this is a call to order for the meeting that we are holding in pursuant to Senate Enrolled Act 390 with respect to hearing any public comments about the upcoming negotiations between the West Lafayette Education Association and the West Lafayette School Board. If there's anybody who would like to make a public comment, at this time we simply request that you keep your comments to 2 minutes or less. Hearing no comments, the meeting will be adjourned.
I'm gonna, I should ask first. I'm gonna call to order this West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees. And it is Monday, September 9th, and we are following the SEA 390 hearing. It is 6:30 and a half, and I need approval of the agenda, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Bittner, second by Mrs. Witt. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. Approval of the minutes of the August 5th, 2019 regular meeting. Need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. Additions, corrections, discussion. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. All right, we'll move to communication from the audience, current agenda items, and nobody has signed up. Anybody at this point change that? I'll move on. There's none there. Unfinished business, I have none. New business, we'll start with our 2020 budget hearing, and Mr. Sloat.
Okay, time to have the budget hearing, so it's just no board actions required. It's just a matter of we review a little bit in the budget if there's any public input or questions and what this time is for. So we've advertised, you know, it's called Budget Form 3. It was entered in Gateway appropriately and timing-wise, and also then on the website. And then we also had bus replacement plan that was advertised in the paper one time, and it said it's on the website, so we put that on the website. All that had to be done 10 days prior to this hearing, which it was done. So we've advertised five budgets. We have education fund, $19,725,000, the referendum fund of $5 million, debt fund of $6,575,507, operations fund of $8,186,000, and the rainy day fund of $1,170,000. That's a total of $40,656,507.
$40 million.
So then our levies for that, we advertise referendum levy is $6.6 million, debt levy is $6.4 million, and operations fund levy $4.9 million. Now again, keep in mind, we advertise operations and levies, or all levies are advertised high because of some unknown factors, and once we get a final budget approval, I would see the levies will come down and possibly the budgets could be reduced. So those are our advertised budgets and levies. The other note then is for your bus replacement plan. And remember, we took on like six buses from Glass to first. We took over the special education routes. But our plan is a 5-year plan. Actually, the one that's really critical is what are we gonna do in 2020? And we have in the plan to replace one of our large 84 capacity buses, and we've advertised to possibly replace the older activity bus, and those estimates were $180,000. So Alan, that's kind of the summary of that, so I guess, you know, open it up for hearing to the public.
Okay. All right, any public comment on any of the items with respect to the budget? Speak now. Okay. Hearing none. Do we need a motion then for
motion. Just
on the hearing. We don't. It's just all information.
Right.
Now we'll go back to the regular agenda. Turf savings.
Every per Indiana code, every school district and state must hold a TRF meeting to discuss the reduction from 7.5% down to 5%. 5.5% that's been given to every school district to assist with collective bargaining. The administration expects a savings of approximately $160,000 from the 2% reduction in the TRF contributions for all certified staff. The administration and WLEA negotiation teams will be entering into formal negotiations on September 15th and after to formally discuss the TRF savings and how to utilize it. And so that's the joint statement that the WLEA and the administration have worked on, and we have to make that a part of our minutes.
Okay, so I need a motion then.
Yes.
Okay. Moved by Mrs. Prochnow.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Witt. Discussion, comment. Okay, all in favor of that motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to academic achievement start of school update. Dr. Killian.
So a couple things going on. Friday is our ADM count, our official ADM count, as we were looking at last year with a possible reduction in the numbers of ADM. That's still holding true. Right now, we're looking at right around 10 to 12 fewer students. That keeps adjusting a little bit, which actually to our good, because I would say about 3 weeks ago, we probably were in the 20 to 25 range. But as people enroll and as other things happen, it adjusts, and we'll have the most specific number that's required by the state this coming Friday. We still have some special education students that were waiting on glass to whether or not that they're enrolled or not, and that's a little different enrollment process, which takes them a little bit more time. But right now, we're approximately 12 fewer students than last year, and so that is a little better number, but not the number we were hoping for, and hopefully this is a one-year blip. With regards to class sizes, we've had some ups and downs in class sizes depending upon the class size or the enrollment of each of those grade levels. For instance, fourth grade is higher because of a larger third grade coming in, and so we did the additional staffing there. We are probably 22, 23 average, I would say, at the elementary level. It's a little bit tricky to balance, but that's, I think, where we are with regards to the current enrollment. We'd like to do things, get things a little better, but as far as adding staff, every time you add staff, you need the resources. And so if we had additional ADM numbers, that would have helped us be able to accomplish some of those things. At the junior senior high school, you're looking at fewer numbers at the junior senior high school. Because one of the reasons is because a larger graduating class, and thus another reason why we have fewer students this year than last year. And as a reminder, last spring we lost 22 students second semester, which was that's a little unusual for us. And this year we have two ADM counts. We have a September count and we have a February count. So if that happens to us in February and we have fewer students in February, we will get less dollars from the state. So we have to be mindful of that as well, being that now they've gone back, the state's gone back to two counts, ADM counts. And so when you're looking in February, if we get reduced funding, we're gonna have to figure out what to do to deal with that. So with regards to iLearn, very difficult testing time for the entire state. I think my colleagues and I have stated well the issues with iLearn. I'm starting a petition, iSpurn iLearn. So anyone that wants to sign that up, sign up to iSpurn iLearn, let me know. But seriously, the issues with iLearn are multiple, and if you haven't heard, the company AIR, and I think it's the American Institute Research or whatever it's called, has sold off iLearn to another company. So because it's no longer profitable to do standardized testing in this quantity. So now we've got that issue going on, and we're hopeful that the state will do a hold harmless, if you can call it that, for all school districts with grading school districts and using test scores in part of the evaluation process. But all of that's problematic because this isn't gonna go away anytime soon. And if you didn't catch the Indy Star today, the bigger issue coming is a metric to measure how effective high schools are doing based upon graduates. And that is still moving forward. And so what that means is that at some point, if this gets approved, we're gonna have to have metrics to determine the success of graduates. And their lack of success is going to have a negative impact on the effectiveness of the high schools in the state of Indiana. Now, figure that one out. How do you measure that? But that's being pushed by several state board, Indiana State Board of Education folks. Some positive things, I think, coming forward. September 19th, we have the town hall meeting with Dr. McCormick, Dr. Larry DeBoer, Drs. J.T. Koopman and Bob Taylor. That's September 19th, 6:30 p.m. at the Junior Senior High School. You need to hear Dr. McCormick and let her explain to you what's happening downstate. I heard her this morning at a meeting, and it's very troubling what we're headed with regards to graduation pathways and this new accountability model that's being introduced. And then on September 23rd, we have our professional development day, which I'm very proud of, that we're able to implement that for our staff. So hopefully those will be two positive things for our school district moving forward.
Okay. Do we need a motion to accept? I think that's just information only. Okay, any questions or comments from anybody? Okay, we'll move on to school board policy revision. Dr. Killian.
The committee has reviewed additional revisions, and so we're asking your approval of such. And as a reminder, this is going to be an ongoing process, because as legislation changes, so does school board policy. And as school board policy has to change based on legislation, there will be a review and making sure that our policies align with the new Indiana codes.
So do we need a motion then to also to for the revision, I assume?
Yes.
So let's meet.
So move approval.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion.
I would just like also to add and have entered into the record that the board policies committee work of about 2.5 years has been complete. The thorough review of the whole policy manual, and it's now online.
Yay.
Okay. So. Any questions about policy from teachers or the public, you can check online.
Okay. Any other additional discussion? Thank you for Rachel and Karen and many others that have gone into that, as well, Doug as well.
And April.
And April, certainly.
Yes.
All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? Hearing none, that motion, April, does carry. We'll move on to acceptance of school security grant and common school fund.
So in June, we brought our safety committee people together, and we looked at the ASR security system for our schools. And we also had our police force a part of that. And as you might recall, when we discussed it in June, this is something that everyone agreed would be something that we should pursue over the summer. I was busy trying to find funding for this, and so I'm pleased to report that we've been granted an $80,000 school security grant, and also been awarded $100,000 from the Common School Fund to allow us to purchase the ASR system and implement it within the school district. So with your acceptance of these two funding pieces, I'd like to recommend that we move forward with the ASR system, and Bob Reiling has reviewed the contract thoroughly. We've received several adjustments to that contract to meet Indiana law, so we're in a very good situation, in my opinion, to move forward with this and implement this at all of our buildings.
Do you need a motion, please?
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mr. Schott. Further discussion.
Refresh us, what's the length of time it takes to install it all? And
we're probably going to be 4 to 6 weeks of installation, and then we'll also want to spend some time training staff, also working with explaining the system to students, And for those of you that are in the audience, the purpose of the system is an instantaneous communication to police should you have an active assailant in the school. So you can bypass 9/11. So it's almost like a panic button that you can have in any of the classrooms. And there are certain protocols attached with this, and due to Indiana code, I'm not required to get into specifics of what all this system does for the protection of the security, but it will give, I think, better peace of mind to all of our staff that they have an instantaneous communication to the police that, God forbid, something needs to, they need to be called.
Okay. So I need a motion then, please?
We already have.
I need a vote, I'm sorry. We did, we already have a motion. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. All right, now we'll move on to high school AP and Studio Art Class Art Institute, our field trip on October 3rd, 2019. Need a, any further discussion on that, but all, I need a motion, please, for that. Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prock now. Discussion or questions? It's an annual trip, but all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. Personnel, Dr. Killian.
Recommend your approval of all the things and names listed in the personnel report.
That's something we've seen in advance.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion, questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. Accounts payable, and Ross, the floor is yours.
Yeah, we have around 4.2 million with payrolls and other claims, construction projects, so on. The WEVAC payment, that 4678, is we pay Wabash Valley according to a number, our enrollment. So that we have to pay an annual fee to them. And then Umbo, we paid some professional services. One was arbitrage, and what they do is they have to check every year to make sure the bonds that we sell, you know, we don't hold those funds and make earnings above what the interest we're paying on the bonds. And so, I mean, we're okay on that, but that's why they have to do that calculation along with the continuing disclosure. We had some work done on the gym floor, recoded that, $23,000. Then on the construction account, you see the payments for the 17 bond and 18 bond. You know, we just recently had the 19 bond, and we'll start payments on that. That 19 bond covers the new education wing. The Willis, the intermediate school, we're pretty well finished. I mean, and we found out we have like 500 plus contingency money not used, so that's a good sign. You know, we had a bid amount in there was contingency, and so we'll have that amount we won't have to pay. So I think we may have just a small amount yet to pay to close out that contract.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. So
that is a good thing.
Meanwhile, we keep paying on the, you know, other 17 bond expense would be the cafeteria project and finish out Cumberland. That's what that's going to cover. Then the 18 bond is paying for the aquatic center. So that's kind of how our bond schedule is going. So things seem to be moving along. So recommend your approval of the report.
Okay, thank you. Need a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Dr. Springer. Questions or discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion, April, does carry. Information to the board, I don't have anything additional. Board and superintendent reports, Dr. Springer, we'll start with you and go around the horn here.
Okay, so this Sunday at 2:00, Happy Hollow Park Playground ribbon cutting will occur. This is park board report, by the way.
Okay.
The event will last from 2 to 4, but right at 2:00 will be the ribbon cutting. So the playground by Shelter One, both the older kids' playground plus the younger kids' playground, has been redone. 24th Annual Global Fest will be held on Saturday, September 21st. Later start this year, 2:00 to 10:00 p.m., and it's going to occur along Northwestern and Columbia Streets. So we'll different footprint this year because Morton Center is unavailable. Naturalization ceremony will be held Friday, September 20th at 3 o'clock at the White Horse Christian Center. And then turn around on the very next day, Sunday the 22nd at Tapalingo Park, will be art on the Wabash from 10 to 4.
Okay, thank you.
I attended the Redevelopment Commission board meeting, starting the budget process, nothing really to report.
Rachel, anything you?
Board teacher discussion, Mark Heel talk about, and reimagining is going on, and I think it's been a very positive experience as far as I'm excited to see how it continues to go. And that's it for me.
Okay, Melissa?
Public School Foundation, Tate Miles did a presentation in the classroom with students at the high school on Friday the 6th. They're currently scheduling for a baker to come in and meet with the students to talk about decorating because they're doing a cupcake bake-off that will be on Wednesday, September 25th, and the students will participate in decorating those cupcakes for our school corporation. And that's from 5 to 6:30 at Ivy Tech. And then the cupcake run is on September 22nd, and you can still register. The grant cycle is currently open for Public Schools Foundation, and the deadline for that is September 23rd.
Thank you. Tom?
Education Foundation met August 8th, received a $2,500 gift from the not-so-new, but still somewhat new, Fresh Time store on the west side. Collection of pledges overall going well. They've added another scholarship to the mix to award next spring. They're looking for an events chair. Matt, I'm sure they'd love to have someone's expertise in putting on events. And then September 20th is homecoming. The tailgate will be from 7 to 8. And again, that's a later start time for the football game because it's Rensselaer, which is the time change.
Okay.
And we meet again Thursday.
Thank you.
Mr. Marley?
Board and teacher discussion. I think we had our third meeting this evening, just before board meeting. And it's going very well. We're making great progress. And then the insurance committee will be reconvening shortly to talk about our insurance coverage, premiums, competition, and those types of issues. That's all I have.
Okay. I think my main thing has been involved with the meeting in Indianapolis with some donors in respect to a fundraising for the James R. Guy and also for the Kelly Performing Arts, and it was August 25th, I want to say, is that right, the date? And I had a good turnout down there, and continue to try to make some inroads with that. Also involved with the alumni committee as well with the Wall of Pride. There's not a lot new to report there. Rocky, anything from your end?
Teacher discussion. We discussed construction updates, foundation fundraising. Talked a little bit about a field trip guideline process, which we put on hold for future consideration. We talked about WNEA assessments and then the new TAG policy and the information that was put in the policy from the new legislative piece that just came out and an ADM update.
Thank you. Anything else for the good communication from the audience, non-agenda items? Anything? All right, future meetings. We'll have Monday, September 16th, Community Forum, 9 a.m. Central Office. Then, of course, what Brocky did mention is Thursday, September 19th, Public Education Town Hall, 6:30 p.m. That's a Thursday night, junior, senior high school auditorium, teacher discussion on the 26th. And then our next board meeting will be Monday, October the 7th. And then we will adjourn today into an executive session, but need a motion for adjournment of this meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mrs. Proc. Now all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Thank you all.
Well, Steve, not as efficient as yours, but
no.
We tried.
I can't do it. All right, we have a few things to sign, guys. And